ahead and start, as we always do each week, with the head coach of the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Coach Charlton.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A high-scoring affair for your team on the road at Liberty. Come up a little short, 59-44 on Saturdays. You've gone back and looked at them. Just kind of give me your analysis on what happened Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very good football team. They were able to really play up tempo, and they scored a lot of points. And, offensively, I thought we responded well as the game went. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. I didn't score enough points, but, there were some positives there. But at the end of the day, we didn't get it done. So hats off to them. And we got to come back here now, and now it's all conference play from here on out.
Your team down 52-17 there midway through the third quarter. Big crowd on the road, would have been tough to maybe pack it in. But your guys respond with 20 straight points, get back within a couple of scores. How happy were you to see that effort?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's just disappointing. We expected, and I was pleased that our guys were able to respond, but that's the way it is, and that's the way it needs to be around here. So I was happy about that, but we need to be able to take care of the mistakes that put us in that position anyway.
Media question, Keith, you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Hey Dick, how are you?
Hey Larry, what's going on?
Just a couple quick questions. How do you fix the defense? Obviously, they scored on all seven possessions in the first half. All one was a kickoff return. And what's your quarterback situation for Saturday?
We plan on Joe playing. Chris is getting a reevaluation today, essentially. So we'll see what comes of that. But right now it's a similar plan, so we'll see. But Chris is being reevaluated today. Defensively. The tempo really hurt us. We need to do a better job being prepared for that. I got to do a better job with that. And then it was just the big plays. And, we got to be able to do our jobs. We got to really look hard at some of the things that we're doing and fix some things, because we're about to go into a big stretch here, starting with a great William & Mary team. So that's really my focus right now.
Thank you.
Nick, Joe Fagano, first collegiate start, throws for 445 yards and five touchdowns. In that environment against an FBS opponent, how impressed were you with the way he played?
Yeah, I was very impressed. I mean, Joe is going to be an excellent player, and he played very, very well. He made he had a couple mistakes, an early turnover that led to points, but other than that, to create that much offense, to score and finish drives. He presents defenses with a lot of different types of issues with his ability. Very, very proud of him. Very proud of the preparation of our staff, getting him ready. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. We needed to score more points, but I was proud of Joe.
How does he compare? Obviously, you've seen the growth of Chris over the years and know his skill set. How is Joe's skill set maybe a little different?
It's some of the movement things that he's able to do, certainly. But, Joe has very good knowledge of the offense. He's very, very intelligent, and he's able to execute. I mean, Chris certainly knows the offense and can execute it at an elite level. Their skill sets are a little bit different. But in terms of, maturity, an overall understanding, it's pretty comparable. They're different personalities. Joe's a quieter guy who kind of just leads by example. Chris, he really leads out front. And some of that comes with age as well. Joe's a true freshman. So, I was pretty impressed with him overall.
The other thing that jumped out at me, not only the big numbers that he had, but you had four different receivers with at least five catches and 99 yards. You almost had 400-yard receivers, 1 yard difference from that. For a young guy to be able to spread that ball around like that to so many different guys and develop that kind of rapport, does that surprise you that he's been able to do that so quickly?
No, not really. Just based on his preparation and how he practices. If there was a lot of mistakes and missed assignments and things like that in practice, then we would have had to, tone some things back. But, he really executed the game plan throughout the week and showed that he had a very good understanding of it. And, we thought it fit his skill set. So we think we have some good players out in the perimeter. And They certainly played pretty well. We had a couple too many drops, but overall they were very, very productive. So, you know, I was happy to see that. Again, it wasn't enough to win the game, but I was happy about it.
You got an immediate question, Keith, if you get that for us, Tamika.
You have a follow-up with Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Can you give us an injury update? I noticed that Doak did kick the last extra point. Can you give us an injury update and just look ahead to what William and Mary poses?
Yeah, I mean, Kenny, it's his ankle. We're evaluating that. That's it. That's like truly day-to-day, so we'll see how he is when he comes in today. You know, Jaron was a little banged up, but he should be all right. You know, we had playing our second FBS opponent, we had, I think our trainer, Ryan Taylor, told me we had 19 in-game injuries, which is pretty high. But, you know, a lot of it's got things that guys can come back from, and we expect to have pretty much everybody here moving forward. William and Mary is a great team. They're very, very well coached. They're dynamic on offense. They're very, very talented and sound on defense. You know, we certainly know Bill Murray up front from last year, and, you know, I think he's a tremendous player, and I have a lot of respect for them and what they do. So, you know, it's a CAA opponent that we got our work cut out for us, and, you know, we're viewing it like it's a championship week. You know, we need to prepare in a championship mentality. Our backs are against the wall right now. And this is game one. We got to go 1-0 this week against a great opponent.
Thank you.
And Nick, before we look a little more at William and Mary, when you go back and look at that game at Liberty, how much did that early kick return and then the fumble that led to the short field? Did you feel like that kind of swayed the momentum really early in the game in the wrong direction?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. Anytime you start a game that way, that's hard. You know, they went down the field, and I think four plays going tempo really fast and scored. We went the length of the field. Thought we had scored a touchdown. They called Ernest out, so that is what it is. Kick a field goal, and then they went back and then got the kickoff return, and then, of course, we fumbled a little bit later. So, you know, you can't go down that fast. It was a similar situation to Villanova. We were able to fight back, but, you know, once again, we need to make stops on D. We need to get off the field on third down in the red zone and hold them to field goals. And offensively, we need to continue to protect the football, to run the football, and put the quarterback in good spots. So we got to put a complete game together. Like I said, my mindset is completely on William and Mary and what we need to do in a big week.
In the course of that game on Saturday, Taji Lo led you in tackles with 11, but milestone-wise, 200 for his career, which is an amazing number. Just talk a little bit about his career in general and what he is, how he's grown and what he's meant to your program.
Yeah, I mean, Taji's played a lot of football here. He's a very good football player, very physical, very smart. You know, he's had to move over to the mic spot with Deshaun out. He's done a really nice job there. You know, he leads by example, goes out there and plays hard every day. And, I mean, he's come a long way. You know, he was a big-time player at Phillipsburg High School, and he's been a big contributor in this program. So, you know, we expect him to continue to play at a very high level.
William and Mary, obviously, with Coach London, they're doing some different things on both sides of the ball with the new with the go-go offense, and they've used a few different quarterbacks. What have you seen in looking at that, and what makes that so difficult to defend?
Well, I think it's just about being disciplined. You know, it's a different, you know, it's different formations, and they present you with, you know, challenges in that respect. You know, conceptually, you know, they have certain things they like to do, just like anybody does. But you know, I think they're well coached, and their guys play very, very hard. That's the one thing you can see is they play very hard on film, and defensively, you know, they gave us fits last year, and you know, they got a lot of the personnel back, and we got to do a really, really nice job and put a good plan together to be able to move the ball on a great defense. So I got a lot of respect for them and Coach London, so I think it'll be a really good challenge for our football team.
One more before I let you go. You talked about the focus on conference play from here on out and just being 1-0 each week. If there are a couple of things, what's the message to the team and what are some of the keys to getting things turned around in the right direction for you?
I mean, we're viewing this game. This is a big time. Game for us. You know, every game from here on out is essentially a playoff game. You know, this is a game where we need to try to go 1-0 against a great opponent. So there's things that we need to get fixed and some issues that we've had throughout, and those things need to get fixed. because ultimately now we play five conference games here to go. We still have everything in front of us, but our number one goal right now is to play a great game against William & Mary, a homecoming game. You know, we're very fortunate that we get to play a game at home, and I'm excited for the opportunity, and, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us.
All right, Nick, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob.